heart. Repent for the kingdom of heaven. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception, with the chapter, Titanic Deception. $18. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. It's on our website, saveus.org. God bless you. Be a blessing. And remember...
We urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christians and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Matt Thiemann. And Matt is going to tell you an amazing story. But what is so difficult for the average American to realize is that the Christian church has been infiltrated by people who are intent upon destroying the foundation of Christian belief. And people say, oh, well, you think there's a conspiracy? No, I don't think there's a conspiracy. I know there's a conspiracy. I've seen it. And you have too. But many times you haven't recognized it, or you don't want to acknowledge it. But there is a conspiracy, certainly of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They wanted to kill Jesus Christ. And there have been conspiracies down through. There was a conspiracy to kill Julius Caesar and a conspiracy to kill Abraham Lincoln. And they executed four or five people in addition to the assassin who probably did escape for murdering Abraham Lincoln. But you're not allowed to hear about this sort of thing. They control our reality. They control the media. And they largely control what the American people think and believe. So Matt Thiemann, why don't you tell about your experiences and what happened to you and your church?
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on your show tonight. First of all, Dr. Stan, in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus made the prediction, one of his end time prophecies was that false prophets would rise and deceive the very elect if possible. Well, I'm here to tell you and your listening audience that that the false prophets that Jesus prophesied would come in the last days just prior to his second coming have now arrived. In my newsletter, Tribulation Watch, the April edition, I give the story, I tell the story, or the encounter, if you will, of one of these, that I had with one of these end time false prophets that Jesus spoke, said would come. This man actually pastored my church for 7 years. Last year he had to resign because of sexual immorality. But what this man did to my church and perpetrated against my church goes far beyond that. It actually goes far beyond my wildest imaginations that could happen to my church. But we'll tell that story tonight. But we'll go, first of all, we'll start with the church history. The church that I was saved in 1995 is an extremely conservative church. It's part of the holiness movement in America. There's two kinds of holiness movements. There's the Pentecostal holiness movement, and then there's the John Wesley type holiness movement. So this, the denomination that I've been part of, came out of the John Wesley Holiness Movement. It actually, back in the 50s, the church was born. It split off a major denomination over the teepee issue. There were men that could see into the future the dangers of the television, so they decided to break off from this major denomination and create their own denomination. And they did that in the 50s, and they all started in a tent. About 100 people, and it started growing and growing. And at its peak in the 70s, probably 300 churches across America and about 20 different missionary work across the world. Hold that thought, Matt.
We'll be back in just a moment with Matt Thiemann. And we're talking about today the infiltration of the Protestant church. Have you noticed that they change the music of our churches? Do you like it?
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Anyway, Matt was raised in a conservative holiness church and then left it for 25 years. Had in the early 1990s, was having personal problems. And of course, went back to church and felt that the Holy Spirit was there working. And this was a church in Texas. And so he went back to church after being away from it for 25 years. And suddenly, this is a very, very conservative, a Christian denomination. So you pick up the story from there, Matt. And basically, of course, when you got into one of these churches, why, it really did a wonderful job, didn't it?
Say that one more time.
Well, you go right ahead. What happened when you got into the return to church? Was the minister good or bad?
Okay, I went I got saved in 1995, July of 1995. My whole life changed. It's like the Lord took a big eraser and just erased all my sins away, and I became a new creature, and I started becoming part of this church. I started witnessing and being part of the outreach of our church here in Arlington. About a year later, I met my wife at the camp meeting. The church is done. The church's denomination has about 15 different camps, and they meet each summer around the nation. I met her at our Oklahoma camp, and we got married in 1998. We became a part of the church. My wife labored in the church. We both labored. She started the children's work. I was the bus driver. We just it was just wonderful. We just worked, and everything was just going good in our lives, and the church was the Holy Spirit was moving amongst us, and all was well until about the winter of 2006, and then a new pastor arrived, and he was it was the winter of 2006. He was a young man. He transferred from a northern state down to our church. He had a wonderful family. He had four children, three boys, a wife, and it was a picture perfect family. And he was a very kind individual, very personable, nice smile, and a hard worker. This man was he was in construction, and he was a go getter. He built houses and different things like that. Well, about a couple years into his pastorate at our church, the board decided reluctantly, but they were kind of pressured into it, to build a parsonage. And the men worked on the parsonage and helped the pastor build this really nice parsonage next to the church. Well, after the parsonage was built, one of the a door was placed on a red door was placed on front of this parsonage, and in the glass of this door was embedded a pentagram. It's a star with a circle. Now, at the time, I thought nothing about it because this is a Lone Star State. Texas is the that's what our emblem is. It's the Texas Star. From what I understand, Texas was founded by, and this star is part of actually a masonry. From what I understand, that Texas was founded by Mason, back in the early 1800s. And so these stars are everywhere here in Texas. They're above people's houses. They're in schools, the public schools. They're everywhere, so it's not a big deal to see one of these stars. We've got a football stadium, the Dallas Cowboys football stadium, that was just built. It's a billion-dollar football stadium built right here in Arlington, and it's covered with these stars, these circle pentagrams. The Texas Star is just a plain white star, but these pentagrams are disguised as a Texas Star, but they're not the same. They have a circle around them. And like I said, the stadium's covered with them. The baseball stadium's covered with them. This is all over in the Six Flags area. And what's interesting, between these two stadiums is a park. And in this park is a replica of Stonehenge. And where these rocks and where people can go and worship these rocks. So this whole area is full of occult symbolism. And so we have this occult symbol show up on the door, front door of this parsonage. And this is the first, these are holy grounds. You know, you would think a cross would be put on there, not a pentagram. But anyway, that's what that was the first sign of occultism that showed up at our church. Now, this is the same, by the way, this is the same pentagram that you can find on Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible. Exact thing. It's actually called a pentacle. That it's this, what was on that parsonage door is in on the front cover of Anton LaVey's Bible. And with further research, I found out that you can use these pentagrams for protection. They're actually called witches' shields. You can go down to the bookstore and get CDs in the New Age department and get CDs that tells you how to activate these things. You can do a witchcraft ritual and protect your house with these pentagrams that are disguised as Texas stars.
But of course, most people are not going to pay much attention to that. They're not going to think about if there's anything cult in it. It's interesting. It's a little window got a pentagram in it. So what happened next that really drew your attention?
Right, you're exactly right. And I was the same. I thought nothing of it myself. And so it just stayed in there, and I was. Like I said, we're used to those things. Well, the next thing, the church, about a couple of years later, the church, the board decided to remodel the church. And so, the church all worked together. The pews were restained and refinished and repadded, the carpet laid and painted and everything, the whole interior of the sanctuary was remodeled. And like I said, he was into, this pastor was very active in building and remodeling and things like that. He was always out remodeling people's houses in the neighborhood and different things. He was on the go, so the church was no different. He's always moving and doing things to make things better. And so it appeared. So the church was remodeled, the sanctuary, and then the windows in the church that we just had plain windows, they were taken out and replaced with some beautiful stained glass windows with common Christian symbols such as the baby and the baby Jesus in the cradle and the little lamb and the dove, and then in the middle was a emblem, the cross and the crown. It's a familiar Christian symbol, but that was placed in there. Well, with further research, this is the second occult symbol that was placed on our church property. It just turns out that the Jehovah Witnesses, they use that same symbol, and also Christian Science have that same
But Matt, I'm sure most people didn't think anything of it. So then what happened? What was the next thing that really, really drew your attention?
Well, let me expand just a little bit on there, if I could, Dr. Stan. I'm trying to go down the list until I get to the main subject I wanted to talk, what he did to the church. But that the cross and the crown is Masonic also. In my newsletter, I share what Albert Pike said about it. He said it was in Morals and Dogma, he said it was phallic. I mean, this is a what this represents in high degrees in Masonry is the sex act between a man and a woman. So what we have is a male sex organ and a female in the female in the church window. That's the deeper meaning of it. But like that pentagram, nobody's thought about it. Nobody thinks it's just a little symbol there, and we had no idea. What it meant. So,
now, was your minister a Mason? Do you know?
I asked him point blank. The answer was reluctantly no. But let me go ahead and go to what happened in the school, if I could. After the church was remodeled, then the school was remodeled. And again, everybody worked hard on the on remodeling the school. And after everything was finished, the pastor put in the tile floor. And in the middle of the floor, he put in a large star about 4 foot across.
A large pentagon, was that right? Was, yep. It was five points or 6 points?
It was 5 points.
5 points, but one of them was a little longer than the other. Was that right?
Yes, sir.
Basically, of course, that is the goat's head of Mendes. But basically, the average individual would look at it, they'd never recognize there was anything there. Well, five-pointed star, yeah, one of the points is a little longer than the others. We'll be back in a moment here with Matt Thiemann.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Matt is simply saying that all of these things are happening, and he doesn't pay too much attention to them. And he sees this four-foot pentagram in the floor in the lunchroom. It's a set in tile. And basically, he notices that it's not simply the star, but it's a circle around it. And then, of course, he notices that certainly, well, he didn't probably initially notice it, but one of the of 5 points was longer. Well, that, of course, is for the beard of the goat of Mendes. So basically, some woman came up to him in the parking lot while the minister was away on a trip and said, why did they put a pentagram on the floor? And Matt's first response, oh, well, that's the Texas Star. No, that's not the Texas Star. So Matt actually then took a picture of it, and he sent it to four leading Christians who were experts on the occult. And they all said, oh, that's a pentagon, and you better get rid of it because it's going to have a demonic effect there. So basically, when the minister got back from his trip, Matt went to visit the minister. And what happened, Matt?
Well, back to what these experts said about being the kids being demon-possessed. You know, Jesus spent his whole ministry casting out devils out of people, and some of them were children. And so I'm sure these children did nothing deserving to become demon-possessed. So there had to be these devils had to come from something. And so anyway, I met with the pastor. We had a cordial meeting. He told me that he didn't want to offend anybody, and that he would take it up, but he wanted it taken up in about a week. And I told him that wouldn't work. My wife, the school of the new year was starting. This is August, and I told him that my wife would not be showing up at school Monday if that pentagram was still on the floor. So he didn't like that, so that Sunday the pentagram was still on the floor, and when we went to church, you could just feel the presence of demons in that church that Sunday morning. I've never felt anything like that in my life. It was just the whole atmosphere, and I couldn't even sit with my wife. I had to sit in the back of the church. And then eventually I got my car and drove home and came and picked my wife up later. But something happened. I don't know if rituals were taking place or anything, but that church was full of demons that morning. And, that Monday, he did take a hammer took it out of the tile floor, as I requested. Now back to pentagrams. These experts told me that a pentagram. One of them told me that a pentagram in and of itself can attract demon evil spirit. And so, and especially one that. But if you have one that you do rituals over, that really brings them in. What one of these experts told me was this man put a portal, a doorway for demons into our church. He also said he cursed our church.
Well, now, basically, not too long after that, of course, it turned out he was having a sexual affair, and he was forced to leave the church. Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. When this pentagram was put on the floor, I asked one of these experts to send me a letter so I could warn these parents about the dangers of this awful thing. And he did. This man sent me a 4-page letter, spent a lot of time on it, and he knew exactly what he was saying. He told me that this is an ancient symbol. A cursed symbol, and so what I did, I took this letter, I took pictures of it, I took that letter and I sent them to the leaders of the church, of the church's denomination, which is headquartered up in Illinois. And it was like they could care less. He was invited, after they received this information, the pastor was invited to come up there and tell for a missions convention to tell about his trip to Barbados.
Well, let me just comment, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to a break. But you can go to Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C. is full of occult symbols. The Riddles in Stone, we have a wonderful DVD. It's part of a three-tape set going into the sort of the occult background of our nation's capital. When you go there, you'll see the pentagrams, lots of pentagrams. You'll see all of these occult symbols that most people don't have any idea.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people believe that miracles so really is a miracle. Miracle Seed products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Matt is talking about the occult influence in his church. Suddenly, it turned out that his minister was having a sexual affair on the side, and so he was actually had to leave the church. And where did he go? He went to become the head of a Christian camp. And what do you think he did when he was there? We don't know, but you can imagine. It is so difficult for people to understand that they have infiltrated every aspect of the Christian church. Certainly the largest Christian organization, a Protestant organization in the United States, is the National Association of Evangelical Christians. The man who headed this is for many years, made the 30 million members, the National Association of Evangelical Christians. Ted Haggard was a cocaine-using homosexual who used his position to undermine Christianity We never talk about that. I wonder why. The Pope has recently taken full responsibility for the fact that there are so many pedophiles certainly working in the Vatican at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. Is anybody concerned that the leadership of our Protestant and Catholic churches are certainly involved with the occult and the things that are totally immoral? We never talk about that sort of thing, and the average individual really isn't aware of it. And that's why I asked Matt to come on, because, of course, as he began to study this more and more, he began to notice the hand signs that are used by many of our political leaders and even by many of our spiritual leaders. Now, does this sort of thing exist? Is there really a spiritual world out there that these people are signaling back and forth? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are literally millions of people in America who are tied into the occult movement. And those of you who haven't certainly heard our 4-CD set on the Aquarian conspiracy of the supernatural or certainly my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It permeates every aspect of our society. Do you think that the modern music honors God? Listen to it, ladies and gentlemen. Use your intelligence. Understand it is there to dishonor God, to drive people away from Christianity. And they know exactly what they're doing. And they talk the game. They know how to speak Christianese. And then, of course, before we went to the break, I talked about Washington, D.C. We have a 3-CD set. I will not sell the 4-CD because I don't think it honors God at all. But the first three are wonderful, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. You can go to Washington, D.C. You will see occult symbology every place. In fact, the whole of Washington, D.C. is laid out in occult terms because the man who designed the architecture of Washington, D.C. was a Mason. And the Masons are simply one of the major front groups in this whole world occult conspiracy. Not the only one, not even the leading one today, but it certainly plays an important part. And the fact that most people don't know this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Matt, you go right ahead. Basically, you were telling us certainly about how your minister then gets himself a job working as the director of a Christian camp after it's so obvious that he's been involved with these occult activities, that you've reported it to the head of the denomination, and nobody seems to care.
Dr. Stan, let me correct that. He wasn't made the director of the camp. He was the caretaker, like the ground.
I stand corrected. Thank you very much. He was the caretaker. And, go ahead.
But he got, they have a house there that you can move in. So he moved from the parsonage to the caretaker's house on the campground after doing these awful things to our church. So I just wanted to correct that. Yeah, after he left, one of the things that disturbed me after he agreed to take up that pentagram off the floor, he refused to take the one off the door of the parsonage. He did, he told me that he didn't want to offend anybody. But he refused to take the one off the parsonage. And I don't know why he refused so adamantly. But the board wouldn't take it off. But one day, through prayer, that thing fell out of the glass onto the ground, and there was nobody around. It smashed in pieces. The Lord answered prayers. And the Lord's going to have the last say in everything. All this evil that's being done to the churches, all this infiltration, everything, the Lord is going to have the last say. And this was a miracle that took place. Even though he took that one out of the ground with a hammer, the Lord took the other one out. He pushed it out himself. And so that was I wanted to share that. It was amazing miracle that took place at our church when that took place. So we have a couple pentagrams, this symbol of this cross in the crown. And so basically, like I said, there's a, he turned our church into a Masonic lodge. All the signs were there. And now we go to hand signs. When he preached, he'd use the horned devil hand sign, where you point two fingers out, and it's called the Diablo. And there's a rock stars often use this hand sign. Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, uses this. Is in photographed using this hand sign. The Beatles, they were notorious for these different Masonic hand signs. You can often see them doing the 666 and the Diablo. But he often used this this what you call the devil's, and that's satanic.
Of course, anybody can go up on the internet, and you can simply go to your search engine, just look for them. Occult hand symbols, there are all sorts of them there. And of course, when you see them, you never know. Well, is that just something they didn't know what to do with their hands at the time? Is it a habit? Or does it have occult symbology? And of course, when you begin to know something about many of these people, you realize that this is not just accidental, that many of these people, key world leaders today, are deeply involved in the occult. Certainly, Bill Clinton was not necessarily a Mason, but he was certainly the stage just below the Mason. He was trained in the occult as a boy. And then, of course, he went off to Oxford. And this is a place where they push this whole world occult philosophy. And certainly, so many of the key people in the highest levels of our government today, for instance, this new Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, we hear all about her, going to replace the one who's leaving. Nobody mentions she comes from Oxford. The chairman of the National Security Council, Susan Rice, former American ambassador to the United Nations. The woman who controls Barack Hussein Obama, she meets with him every day. She is the chairman. She's the director of the National Security Council. She is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She was a member of the Trilateral Commission. She graduated from Oxford, Susan Rice. But you're never going to hear this mentioned in the regular media. Go right ahead, Matt.
And back to these hand signs, like you said, they're everywhere. You can when Pope Francis, when he was elected in the USA Today, he was on a train over there in Argentina when he was a cardinal, and he put his hand in his tote, and that's called the hidden hand, the satanic hidden hand. So that tells other Masons who he is, that he's part of them. And so we're seeing all this, these hand signs on media. The Beatles had a special, or People Magazine had a special edition of the Beatles, their 50th anniversary, and there they are with the Masonic hand signs. They're all positioned in a pyramid, and but we're seeing them more and more, especially here in Texas. This state is a Masonic stronghold, but you're seeing it on billboards. It's just like it's just everywhere. And but I started looking. I started going through some yearbooks of the college, of the denomination's college, which, like I said, it was up in Illinois, in different. A publication that the church puts out, and lo and behold, I'm seeing these hand signs, and they've been around a long time. This isn't something that's just happened recently.
And I think it's so important. We never talk about the fact that on the back of the dollar bill is a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye. And it's in a circle, and beneath that, the statement, Novus Ordo Seclorum, new social order. What are they talking about? This is a Masonic symbol. What's it doing on the back of our dollar bill? On the other side, there's an eagle holding certainly arrows in one hand. I've forgotten what's in the other one, but basically it wasn't originally an eagle. It was originally a phoenix bird, but that was just too obvious. And so basically over a period of many years, they gradually changed it from being the phoenix to the eagle. Why? Because the phoenix, of course, is the bird that, it dies and is burned and then rises from the ashes. And that is what America was to be. America was to be the society that would lead the world into the new world order. And when America was founded, there were two groups of people, one a dedicated group of Christians who wanted to create a Christian society where men could be free, and another group that wanted to use this new organization, this new society, to bring about a one world Luciferian organization. Initially, of course, the Luciferians were very weak, the Christians were very strong, but little by little, taking over their media, taking over the banking, taking over the corporate system, infiltrating their people into the military, certainly having their people at the highest levels of the education and controlling the leadership of Christianity. And how do you think Ted Haggard got to be the head of the 30 million member of the National Association of Evangelical Christians? And why would there be so many people involved in homosexuality and suddenly pedophilia there at the highest levels of the Catholic Church? Matt, go right ahead.
So, Dr. Stan, we come to magic and sorcery, which is a major part of Freemasonry at the very top level in degrees. The hand signs and all these things work together with that to call these evil spirits in, and that's what they are. They're demon spirits. And in Revelation chapter 16, when the Antichrist and the false prophets, when they do their miracles, they're not doing it under their own power. They're doing it under demon power. Devil. He saw the vision. He saw devils come out of the false. John saw the devils come out, and they looked like frogs. And so this is what is happening. America, I believe America is Mystery Babylon, and Mystery Babylon becomes a habitation of devils. And so we're watching these devils have now come into the church house, and they're taking over the pulpit. And they're we're watching this, and it's sorcery, and it's coming through Freemasonry. Freemasonry is going to play a major part in these end times. No doubt that Antichrist, the false prophet, are going to be Masons. I have no doubt about that. But it's sorcery. Sorcery is nothing new. In the Bible, we read about Simon the sorcerer. He had everybody in Samaria a fool. They thought he was a true man of God, but he wasn't. He was just using demon power, these evil spirits. And now the pastors are doing that. The Holy Spirit that was once in the church of yesterday, that was once in my denomination and other denominations, is being replaced with these evil spirits. And it's so deceptive that the very elect are being deceived right now. Just like the prophecy Jesus said, the very elect will be deceived by, and it's happening, no doubt, through sorcery. Recently, I attended a revival meeting at our church, and I was astonished. I watched one hand symbol, Masonic hand symbol, after another. You know, I've never set foot in a Masonic lodge, but I've done my research. I've there's lots of resources out there right now. You can study these things. So I knew what he was doing, and it's if it's happening in my denomination, which is at the very conservative end of Christianity, there's no question it's taking place throughout throughout the major denominations across the nation in Christendom. So we're watching these it's sorcery. The devil, the Holy Spirit is being replaced by demon spirits, and it's so deceptive that it's hard to tell. And that's why the prophecy Jesus warned us 2,000 years ago this was, would happen in the last days, and it's now happening. I just wanted to add that. But
basically, Matt, when you tell this to people, do most of them think you're crazy?
Yes, a lot of people refuse to believe that. They refuse to believe a pastor would purposely deceive the people. But it's in the scripture. It's hard to believe a man would purposely do that. A man would purposely do the things that was perpetrated against my church. But it happened, and it's happening across America. That's why we need to stay alert and vigilant, like the scripture says, because the adversary, the devil, is seeking whom he may devour, and he's doing it from the pulpit across the land. He's entered the pulpit.
And basically, of course, they've gotten into many of our denominational schools, and they're working there and trying to recruit people. And if they can't recruit them, well, then, of course, just lead them into these ideas of suddenly how the church is to be utilized to make a better society. Well, the church will make a better society because people are Christians and want to help one another, not by increasing the power of government and ability of government to regulate every aspect of society. Ladies and gentlemen, America has turned away from God, and I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
For the souls of men. Well, this Dr. Stan, I guess it's been Pat Tiemann. He publishes Tribulation Watch. Tribulation Watch. One more time, Matt, tell people how they can get to your publication.
Yes, sir. It's Tribulation Watch Newsletter, P.O. Box 182085.
One more time, the post office box, one more time.
182085, Arlington, Texas, 76096.
And it's excellent. We subscribed to it. We've had it for some time, and that's how we were able to get hold of Matt and have him on our program. Parting thought, and then we'll let you go. What's a parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners, Matt?
I appreciate you having me on, Dr. Stan. Just stay vigilant, stay on your knees, and stay alert, and do your research. Research because in that way you will not be deceived by these false prophets that Jesus prophesied would come in the last day.
Good night, Matt. God bless you. Thanks so very much. And for our listeners out there, we have, of course, a lot of things on this very subject. We have a 3-CD set. There are 4 CDs. I don't recommend the third one, but the first three are The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And we suddenly you can call our 800 number and order them. The first two, if you're only going to get one, get the second one. But basically, it'll take you into the emblems that are in Washington, D.C. You see, our nation's capital was laid out by Masons, and it was to symbolize the fact that America was to lead the world into this one world government. Why do you think we have troops in 130 nations throughout the world, between 800 and 1,000 foreign military bases? Why do you think that is? Why are we concerned about what's going on over in Ukraine? Why did we put out $6 billion to topple the existing government and set up this whole scenario that's going on over today? Why, Sydney, in 1991, why did the United States go over to Russia and drill the oil wells and natural gas wells for the Russians so we would have a formidable enemy? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you can't have a war unless you got an enemy. You want the best enemy money could buy. And so much of what's going on today is totally fallacious. You need to get our information. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Certainly, we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. But if you'd like to get these CDs and this 3-CD set, it's The Secret History or The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. But, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And go there, Sydney. You can go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can get a list of all the various items we have in the tape sets and the CD sets and the DVDs and the videos and the books, but all aimed at this one underlying theme. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing that war because most people don't even know the war is going on because the media is rigidly controlled. If you doubt that, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, Professor Ben Bagdikian, who spent 30 years researching. He's a professor of journalism. He researched the control of the media, and he said that basically, when he wrote his book in 2004, there were 5 major corporations that control the media and largely determine what the American people think. Of course, Professor Bagdikian, being a liberal, thought it was the conservatives that control the media. The conservatives think it's the liberals that control the media, and they're both wrong. It is the brotherhood. The Brotherhood of Darkness, you can call them the invisible government, the secret government, the power elite. It doesn't matter what you call them. They're truly diabolical. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty and join our network of supporters.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from our hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Lorraine Day, who is professor of orthopedic surgery at the University of California, and certainly back in the early 1980s, and certainly she would have become one of the leading professors in the country, as she was well-known even in those days, as an outstanding individual. In fact, I shall never forget going to orthopedic meetings. And, you know, certainly there's certain male chauvinism among orthopedists, which is predominantly a male specialty. And I can remember going to meetings, and there'd be a discussion. And so these professors, these male professors, would try to take on Lorraine Day and put her down in her place. After all, she was a usurper. She was a woman, and I will tell you that they were always sorry when they did that. It was, it got almost to be humorous, but I didn't know Lorraine at the time. But then we were drawn together by our mutual concern about the AIDS epidemic, and then of course, Lorraine dropped out. She dropped out of orthopedics. She dropped out of the AIDS controversy, and she suddenly was very ill for a time, and then, of course, since for the last several decades, she's been deeply involved in trying to get people educated, certainly about the very real danger of certainly of what we do in the way of treating for cancer. And basically, she's written extensively on this. We've had Lorraine on many times before, and it's always a pleasure to have her with us. Hi, Lorraine. How are we doing?
Hi, Stan. Just great. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners about certainly the alternative treatment for cancer? Maybe we shouldn't say the alternative. Maybe we ought to say how cancer really should be treated, and really, of course, the tragedy of what's unfolding today. And the fact, certainly, that, I mean, we have all this money that's spent on cancer treatment. And if you compare, certainly, with most cancers, not all, but with most cancers, well, we don't have much better results today than we did 20 years ago. But you pick up the story.
Well, we don't. Certainly, there have been no advances in cancer since the beginning. None at all. War on cancer is a huge failure. All of the $1 trillion, and I say $1 trillion of funding from the National Institutes of Health to various research institutes and medical schools around the country over the last 100 years, not one single cure for any disease has ever been found, including cancer, and there have been no significant advances in cancer treatment at all in the last 100 years with $1 trillion of scientific research. Now, that should be shocking to people. You know, they keep having In October, they have Breast Cancer Month, and every time you go into the grocery store, they want you to contribute to breast cancer research.
Lorraine, my producer, asked if you could just hold the mouthpiece of the telephone a little further away and to turn your volume up a little bit, but to go right ahead.
I can't turn the volume up, but
okay.
I can hold it farther away.
All right, fine. Well, just hope we'll, because I want everybody out there in the listening audience to hear what Dr. Day has to say. And basically, the average doctor wants to do what's right by his patient. I mean, I've lived with doctors, you know. I entered medical school, 1949. And, these are wonderful people. But unfortunately, they never hear the other side because, of course, access to doctors is tightly controlled by the pharmaceutical industry and people who have a vested interest in having doctors treat the patients using expensive pharmaceuticals, most of which really don't work. They recently came up with one, $1,000 a day, $1,000 a day to treat hepatitis C, I think it is. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lorraine was just mentioning that 7 or 8 years ago, she went back to the University of California. We both graduated from the University of California, and they have these anniversaries, so she went back and presented a paper on the cause of osteoporosis, pointing out that mainly it's the people who are eating meat and drinking coffee, and many of these things that are such an important part of our diet and existence today, were actually promoting osteoporosis and both men and women. Could pick up the story from there, Lorraine.
So another thing that causes osteoporosis is lack of impact loading exercise. Impact loading meaning your feet have to touch the ground or a hard surface. So swimming does not increase the density of your bones. You have to be either walking on a hard surface or running or playing tennis or something like that. That's impact loading exercise. So anyway, I gave this paper. And afterwards, I had dinner with all of my former colleagues there. And one doctor who I worked with many years, whose name I will not mention, he said, I want to give you some advice here. And I said, what is that? And he said, you know, your treatment for osteoporosis doesn't cost any money. And I said, that's right. That's what's so good about it. A person only has to change their lifestyle factors and they can get well. He said, I'm just trying to help you. It's never going to fly with doctors if it doesn't make any money. I said, how can you be so crass? He says, I'm just trying to help you. If it doesn't cost money, nobody's going to be interested. So things are not quite as rosy out there as we might think. The business of medicine is money driven. I agree that there are many doctors out there who want to do the best for their patients, but they have been so brainwashed with what we're all taught in our medical training, and they're so afraid of being different from their colleagues that they don't want to know truth when it's even presented to them. When I was learning how to get well from cancer by natural methods, all of my colleagues told me I was crazy and that I would die. And where did I get these stupid, senseless, insane ideas about how to eat right, how to handle stress right, how to exercise, how to breathe fresh air, how to get out in the sunlight? They call this craziness. And of course, you know, there are some elements of medicine that call me a quack. Okay? Well, they say quackery is when you treat everything with the same treatment. And yet, the doctors, the medical doctors, orthodox doctors, are the biggest quacks because they treat all cancers exactly the same way. In fact, they treat all diseases the same way. They give you harmful drugs. The only thing that changes is the name on the bottle of drugs. So it's all drugs. Doctors are only taught two methods of treatment. One is to give harmful drugs that never treat the disease. They only treat the symptoms of the disease. They make you feel better while your disease is progressing. Well, you can do that easier on the street. Get some cocaine. You'll feel better. It's not going to cure your disease, but you'll feel better while you're getting worse. Well, every drug that the doctor gives you will do the same thing. You'll feel better, but your disease will continue to get worse. So one treatment is harmful drugs that all have side effects and cause other drugs for which they have to give you more drugs. Or we cut out your organs or cut off your body parts. But no disease, no cancer has ever been caused by having too many organs or too many body parts. And as I've said repeatedly, I knew that I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting them off is not the answer. We doctors are always taught to work at the wrong end of cancer. We're taught to try to eliminate the tumor. But the tumor is not the problem. The tumor is the result of the problem. The problem is the sick body. The way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress suppresses our immune system. That's the only system in our body that can get us well and keep us well. When you take chemotherapy or radiation, it destroys your immune system. Yes, it can destroy a bunch of cancer cells, but it also destroys your immune system. And then when the cancer comes back, which it almost always does, you often do not have enough immune system to fight it. Then they give you more chemotherapy or more radiation and destroy the little bit that's left of your immune system, and then you die. What you've really got to do is you've got to look at the other end of the problem, which is your sick body, even though you don't feel sick. When I was first diagnosed with cancer, I didn't feel sick. I was shocked. I felt well. I thought I was well. But that's only a testament to the wonderful body God has designed for humanity, which can take so much punishment and you still feel well. but your body is still sick. You cannot develop cancer or any other serious disease unless your body is very, very sick. You don't have to feel sick, but you are sick. Only later did I start feeling sick. So what we've got to do is we've got to get the body back in good working order by changing what we eat, by changing the way we look at life, by learning to forgive everybody who's ever wronged us, by learning to love our enemies, by learning to not be jealous or envious. We have to learn how to exercise properly. We have to get the proper rest at the proper time of night. We have to learn to trust God with everything in our life, particularly now with what's happening in our country and in the world, and it's only going to get worse. And people are terrified. They are so frightened of the things that are happening. And in human terms, I can understand that. But when you are frightened, when you are fearful, you trigger the fight-or-flight mechanism in your body, which pours out adrenaline, which hypes you up and takes your energy away, and cortisol, which is like cortisone, which suppresses your immune system. And the only way to get rid of that fear with what's going on in the world today is to learn to trust the Lord, because he says that he will protect us, he will help us, he will supply all our needs, he will do all those things, but you've got to get to know him. You can't trust somebody you don't know. You can't trust your life with someone you pass on the street that you don't even know. You can't even trust with your life an acquaintance. The only person you can trust with your life is someone that you know very, very well, because you have spent lots of time with him and he's come through for you over and over again. So you can't just call out for God while you're in a foxhole. You've got to get to know him as your personal friend. You've got to know what his character is. And I had to spend a lot of time in Bible study and prayer so I could learn to trust the Lord. Now, I wasn't miraculously healed. I didn't raise my hands to heaven and get a miraculous healing. It was a struggle. But cancer is not for sissies. You've got to be strong. God wants to make strong people out of us. He wants to give us backbone. He wants us to stand for him no matter what's happening in the world, no matter how many people come at us and try to distort Christianity and try to get us to give up our belief in Jesus Christ. Those are the things that are going to happen, and they're happening in other countries right now. So we've got to learn to trust God. We've got to get to bed at the right time. We've got to treat our bodies right. The Bible says our body is the temple of God's Spirit. God lives in us. Do you think he wants to live in some ramshackle, beat-up old thing? No, God wants us to obey his health laws. You see, we are on this earth for one thing and one thing only, and that's to get to know God and to learn to trust him. And that's why cancer is such a blessing. Cancer is an enormous blessing. I never would have said that when I was going through it, because I was in terrible pain. And if you go to my website at drday.com, drday.com, you'll see this huge tumor on my chest that I had. I had breast cancer. And I was in terrible pain for month after month after month. And I was so sick, I was bedridden, and I was expected to die. And I never looked at it as a blessing at that time. But you see, when all else failed, I never tried chemotherapy or radiation. I already knew as a physician that that stuff kills people. I'd seen too many patients die from the treatment we give them. And I wasn't going to mutilate myself with surgery because I knew that wasn't the answer. And so I tried one alternative after another, and they didn't seem to work at all. You see, many of these books that are written about alternative medicine were written 70 or 80 years ago. Or the new books that are written about certain alternative methods that worked 60 or 70 years ago. But things have changed dramatically in the last 60 or 70 years. Do you realize that all women who have children, if the women are between ages 19 and 24, 50% of those children are born to single mothers. Now, that didn't happen 60 or 70 years ago. Families lived together as a family unit. There was no television. There was no pornography. There was no internet. If people drank coffee, they drank just 1 8-ounce cup a day. They didn't have these great big Starbucks 32, 64 ounces with all the caramel in it and the sugar. And the average American 150 years ago ate 8.2 pounds of sugar a year. Now the average American is eating something like 150 pounds of sugar a year. Sugar suppresses your immune system. It coats the white blood cells so they cannot fight disease. I hear the music.
If you go right ahead, I'll tell you when we have to cut off. Go right ahead.
Okay. So what you've got to realize is that you can't be healthy if you are simultaneously destroying your body by the way you're living, acting, eating, and thinking, and handling stress. So you've got to obey the laws of health. God's not going to heal you miraculously while you're simultaneously destroying your body. And people say, well, I'm going to do the best of both worlds. I'm going to have chemotherapy, and then I'm going to do all these things too. Well, you can't do that. You can't rebuild your immune system while you are simultaneously destroying it.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food,
Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lorraine is simply saying that the doctor is not going to be able to treat you for the disease of a cancer because he doesn't know how to treat his own cancer. Doctors die at the same rate as everybody else does. And basically, of course, you have to understand it has to do with lifestyle. And when we get cancer, it's because we are not healthy. And the whole idea is to certainly restore your health, not poison your body with chemotherapy and radiation and sometimes mutilating surgery.
Is altered.
Well, you see, the good news is that if you gave yourself cancer or any other disease,
iodine,
you are
vitamin
the one
C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential
all
nutrients.
All you have to do
so
is
Radio
learn
Liberty offers the supplements you need
it.
To maintain your health.
And then you
health.
Can change
if you'd
those
like a
factors
list of our products
and
or
get
catalog,
well.
Call
cancer is not a mystery. We don't need any more old walk for breast cancer and walk for pancreatic cancer.
And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
To do more cancer research. We
Americans
don't need that.
Love pills.
The cure
America's
for cancer is no.
Seniors will have
I am well. I have been well
from
cancer for many
not
years. I was
pills.
Diagnosed
this is health
with
journalist
my
Bill
breast
Sartre.
Cancer
Americans
on
are living longer an additional 18 years after
that's
they reach
21
age 65.
Years ago.
How will senior
if
Americans
I got
spend that time?
Years while
you've
I was
got
trying
it.
To figure
taking
out how
more
to get well. I got a lot worse. I got
we need a better approach.
And
how about
then
a pill that
I learned how to get well, and I was able to
that's
turn
where a pill
it
I
around.
Comes in.
And I have been well
Jebinex,
ever since.
And it's a well-tested combination
I don't get
of herbs and vitamins.
I don't take
proven
any medication.
To trigger genes
I don't
activated
have any arthritis.
By a limited calorie
I don't get headaches.
Even mimicking
I don't get
physical
pain.
Exercise.
I don't get anything.
Longevity
because
for myself,
well,
vision,
I learned
heart pumping,
how to live
immune response, blood clotting, and even mood.
Properly.
Call 1-866-405-4000
today.
Healthy.
As
aging,
I said, I was talking about
get started before you grow
osteoporosis.
Old. Call now 1-866.
Women don't need to get osteoporosis. That's all caused by lifestyle factors. And the real problem is when an orthopedic surgeons as well as internal medicine doctors give patients drugs for osteoporosis. And they say, well, you have a density test for your bones. And look, after the drug, your bones are more dense. Well, guess what? They're more dense, but they're still fragile. They have the same fracture rate because now they have become brittle. Instead of they were soft before, but now they're brittle. The way to reverse your osteoporosis
you
is to change the way you're eating, living, exercising, handling stress. Sugar contributes to osteoporosis as well as meat, dairy products, all of these things. You know, they say, drink milk. The more milk you drink, the more osteoporosis you develop because milk is an animal product. And it leaches the calcium out of your bones.
You
that
cooking?
Is a deliberate lie by the dairy industry.
Culinary secret that Barbara
so
uses
you,
to enhance
when you
the
learn
flavor
all these
of Dr. Stan's
things, the medical literature supports
she's
everything
Dr.
I am
wife.
Telling you.
And what's
it
her
is
secret?
It's all found in the
she
medical
uses
literature.
The delicious
and you might say, well, if it's in the medical literature, how come doctors don't know
this? Trading company.
Because when we're in our
after
medical
using
training,
and enjoying their products
we
for almost
so
20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you.
Study what
if you would like to please your family and
they
enhance
only
the
tell
flavor
us what
of your food,
learn.
Call 800-544-8927.
Who only tell
that's
them what they learn from their professors and it's handed on down. We're never taught
call today.
How to
once
get
again,
people
the telephone
really well.
Number is
we're only taught how to treat symptoms. As you well know, Stan, when I was in medical school and when you were in medical school, in our medical textbooks, the first thing we had after the title of each disease was the word etiology, which means what causes this disease. Well, usually it said unknown, because we didn't know what caused anything, all right? So it said etiology unknown, then it would tell the symptoms of the disease and the characteristics of it and how you make a diagnosis and the treatment and all that. Well, that's how it was back then. But since it was always etiology unknown, now they just leave that word out. They don't even try to tell you what causes it because they don't know what causes any disease. All they do is tell you what the symptoms are, how to diagnose it with expensive tests, and what drugs to give you. That's all that's in the medical textbook. Nothing else. It's drugs, 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 or surgery. But nobody has an extra set of organs that they don't need. God gave us the organs that we do need. And to say that we can cure diseases by cutting out organs is ludicrous. We've got to change the way we live, think, act, eat, handle stress. And God says, if you obey my laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. And that was written 3,000 years ago in the Bible when there were no drugs, there was no surgery, there were no doctors like we have today, there were no hospitals. How did God do it then? By our using the natural things that he has created in the natural form that he created them, same way he does it now.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And pies and things like that.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Lorraine Day. And Lorraine, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get the various publications you have, the DVDs. And you actually have a set there, which, of course, Lorraine was sent to me. And it's fascinating. It has certainly the written things and DVDs to give you the background of how you approach disease and either avoid getting disease, or if you have one of these diseases, to treat it. How can people get in touch with you and get the information?
Yes, if you go to my website at www.drday.com, all small letters, drday.com, drday.com. And everything is there. And down at the very bottom of the homepage, there are many, many links to articles that you can read right there. In fact, the treatment and reversal cure for attention deficit disorder is right there on the website. You don't have to buy anything. And you might say, well, why don't you put all the information so I don't have to buy anything? Well, if I could do that, it would be fine. But you see, people spend 9 months learning how to style hair. They spend 9 months learning how to be a barber. They spend 9 months learning how to become a medical or a dental assistant. But they don't want to spend any time learning how to be healthy. People say, well, I just want a quick fix. Well, there are no quick fixes to being well. It takes time to learn. Doesn't take 9 months, fortunately. But it takes time and study to learn how you've messed up your body like I did. And so it took me a lot longer time than it has to take any of you out there, because I've laid it all out for you. All of this information I had to sort out for myself. I didn't have anybody to hand it to me, but you do. And there it is, the Super Starter Package is on there. Whatever disease you have, all the information you need to reverse your disease, whether it's diabetes type 2, heart disease, cancer, Parkinson's disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, all of those diseases, all you have to do is change these lifestyle factors. But you need to learn why they have made you sick and how changing them will make you well. Because if I just said, oh, do this, do that, do the other, you would fall off the wagon very rapidly. You have to know why certain things are so bad for you and other things are so good for you. Such as people say, well, I don't eat much of this or I don't eat much of that. But every forkful or spoonful of food that you put in your mouth either makes you healthier or it makes you sicker. There is nothing neutral. Nothing is neutral. It will either make you healthier or sicker. Now, I was just talking about the body is meant to run on carbohydrates. So these high-protein diets, the average American eats four times more protein than they need, and that's one of the biggest causes of cancer and heart disease and fibromyalgia and everything else. We don't need that much protein. Protein is only needed for growth and repair. And when you're grown, you only need it for repair. And you say, well, children need a lot of protein when they're growing up. Well, let me ask you this, all of you who are listening out there. What is the fastest period of time of a child's growth? You mothers all know what it is. It's from birth to 6 months. Child can double its weight in that period of time, birth to 6 months. And what is the ideal food for a baby from birth to 6 months? It's mother's milk. Well, you say, well, you know, mother's milk must have a high amount of protein in it. Well, meat, poultry, and fish can have 20, 30, 40% protein. You know how much protein is in mother's milk? The maximum that a child needs to double its weight? Less than 5%. Less than 5%. So people are eating far too much protein. You don't need much protein when you're grown, very little bit amount. And when you are getting well from cancer, you need an extremely low protein diet, because all of the protein helps encourage the growth of cancer. So you need a primarily carbohydrate diet. It's not sugar. It is carbohydrate the way God made it, not processed food, not the modified by man, but the way God made it in its natural whole form, like it comes out of the garden. And the more food you can eat raw, the better, whatever disease you have, or even if you just want to stay healthy, because raw food contains enzymes. When you cook food, you destroy the enzymes, and those are very life-giving. It's still food. Cooked food still has nutrition in it with the vitamins and minerals, but you destroy the enzymes when you cook food. So you want to eat as much of your food raw as possible. When I was getting well, I ate 75% of my food raw. I will say that I probably only eat about 60% of my food raw now, but I would like to move to a totally raw food diet because that would be ideal. And in fact, Linus Pauling Institute found that they were able to stop the growth of cancer in animals by a totally raw food diet. That's right. Okay. Now, animals aren't doing all the other bad things that humans are doing, like being angry and holding grudges and all those things. You've got to get rid of those things, too. And animals, of course, get plenty of exercise because they had them on wheels, running on wheels and things like that. So we've got to get exercise. And we've got to get fresh air. Cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing indoor air as if you're breathing outdoor air. And sunlight is good for you. It is not bad for you. It is not the cause of skin cancer. That is well documented in the medical literature, even though every dermatologist will tell you, oh, stay out of the sun. That's crazy. You need the sun. In fact, you need the vitamin D from the sun to help your bones. And also, it lowers your cholesterol, because the cholesterol is in your blood, and as it goes through your skin and the sun hits it, it turns it into vitamin D. So you see, it has all sorts of wonderful effects on you. You don't want to go out there and fry yourself and get burned, but you do need sunlight. Sunlight boosts your immune system. It decreases stress. It helps your bones, and it decreases the size of internal cancerous tumors. That's been shown. And in my workbook, I give you the medical references that show the scientific studies that were done to prove this. So all of these things that God has provided for us, fresh air, sunlight, exercise, water. Water is extremely important. The body is 75% water. The brain is 85% water. And let me tell you another thing about the brain. The brain runs only on carbohydrates. That's all it runs on is carbohydrates. So you have to have, but you don't want to have refined sugar. You want natural carbohydrate in fruits, grains, and vegetables, and that's associated with fiber. And then you have to drink a lot of water. And if you drink coffee is not only a diuretic, which takes more water out of your body than comes in with the drink. It has many, many other toxins in it, and it is prohibited while you're getting well, and it should be prohibited for the rest of your life. By the way, when you get on the health plan, this is a permanent change. Someone said to me not too long ago, oh, well, now that you're well, you ought to be able to eat anything you want. And I said, what, and get sick again? Are you kidding? I mean, I've already been to death's door and back. I'm not going to do that again. So the plan is a change in your lifestyle for life. But again, it has great rewards because here I am 20 years later, totally well, cancer free, feel like I'm 30 years old. I can do anything that any 30 year old can do. And so it has tremendous rewards. People don't have to get old. I remember Moses started his work at the age of 80. So I can tell you, I don't look at age in any other way except that it gives you more wisdom and you've had more time to learn your lessons about what you shouldn't do and what you should do. So all of these diseases, like diabetes type 2, is caused by eating too much fat and sugar and not exercising. If you change to a vegan diet, you stop the refined sugar, you stop the processed food, you start exercising, you can get rid of your type 2 diabetes in 6 months. And you don't have to be on these ridiculous drugs that all cause harm to your body. Type 1 diabetes, which is the kind that occurs in childhood, is caused by two main factors: dairy products, milk and dairy products, and vaccination. Vaccinations are extremely harmful, and they do not work. The hepatitis B vaccination is being given to babies in the first 24 hours of life, which is nothing but a killing machine. The incidence of hepatitis B in the population, in the non-homosexual population of America, is less than 5%. And in babies, is practically zero. Babies do not need hepatitis B vaccination. And they have such a tiny, fragile, undeveloped immune system when they're a day old that giving them anything like this, any vaccination of any type, is just a method of killing them or maiming them or giving them learning disabilities. No child needs to be vaccinated for hepatitis B, ever. Because the incidence in the homosexual population of hepatitis B is very high because of their sexual practices. But in the heterosexual population, extremely low, and it mainly occurs in healthcare workers. I have had friends, nurses, and doctors die of hepatitis B who got it from a patient who had it by a needle stick or a surgical knife wound in the operating room. And so this is a hazard for healthcare workers, but not the general population unless you're a drug addict. But then, of course, what you need to do is stop using drugs. So these are lifestyle factors that people give themselves horrific diseases by participating in. Diabetes type 1, the cells die. And here's why dairy products, milk and dairy products, cause it. There is a protein in the whey portion of the, there's an amino acid in the whey portion of milk that's in the whey portion of milk that comes into a body, there is a substance that is almost identical to a substance that is in the cells that produce insulin, the islets of Langerhans cells. When this foreign material comes in, because it's from a cow, and the body recognizes it as foreign, so then the body makes antibodies against this foreign substance. But the antibodies can't tell the difference between the whey protein in the milk and the substance in their own cells that produce insulin. So the antibodies turn on itself and destroy the cells that produce insulin. So, but if you get on the health plan, you can decrease your insulin requirement from type 1 diabetes by at least 30%. And that's a very important step because, when diabetes is uncontrolled, it is responsible. It is the number one cause of loss of the leg in America, where you get your feet cut off or your lower leg cut off because of sores caused by diabetic nerve problems. And it's the number two cause of blindness, because diabetes can lead to blindness because it affects the small vessels, not only of the feet and the hands, but also the small vessels of the eye. So all of these things are lifestyle factors, and the good news is you don't have to be sick. Children don't need milk. Everybody says, oh, drink your milk. Well, we're the only animal that drinks the milk of another animal. You never have a cow coming to your door knocking and say, give me some human milk for my calf. All animals nurse when they're babies, and then when they don't nurse anymore, they never drink milk. So we're the only animal that drinks milk after we're weaned, and we're the only animal that drinks milk from another animal. Not only that, the fat content in cow's milk is very high, even when it is supposedly low fat or 2%. It's still very high, much higher than any child needs. Cow's milk is meant to turn a baby calf from about 60 pounds into 400 pounds in 6 months. You don't want to give that to your child. That's one thing that's contributing to the obesity epidemic, plus all the sugar and fat that children are eating and fast food and processed food and all of the sugar that they eat nowadays. So children don't need milk. And if you do want, like, milk on your cereal or something, you can drink rice milk, which is available in health food stores and is actually better tasting than cow's milk. And you can drink almond milk that's available in health food stores. It's excellent. So there are alternatives for all of these things. There's almond cheese. You can have almond cheese instead of cheese that's made from milk from a cow. But again, if you have cancer, you don't even want the almond cheese because it's too high in calories and it's still too high in protein. So you've got to eliminate that while you're getting well. Once you're well, you can have a little bit of it now and then. So, but you should be thrilled. And the reason that cancer is a blessing is, you see, 50% of all heart attacks, the first symptom is sudden death. You don't have time to turn it around. But if you have cancer, you have time to turn it around. And I can tell you, it's the most exciting adventure ever to embark on. to learn how to take care of your health, to learn how to reverse your disease. And we don't want to rob God of the time in our life to witness for him. Because if we just say, oh, well, you know, we can just die, well, then we're robbing God of the time we have to worship him and to witness for him and to tell his good news, not only about the gospel, but about how to be well. As I said, God promises to heal all our diseases, Psalms 103:3, if we do it his way. He promises to keep us free from every disease if we follow his laws, commandments, and decrees. That's in Deuteronomy 7:11 to 15. When I saw that, I said, you know, when you go to a doctor and they're going to do any procedure on you, they'll make you sign a consent that says, you know, even if you die or if you're horribly maimed, you won't sue the doctor, you'll go to arbitration or whatever. No doctor will ever give you 100% guarantee that if you follow his or her plan, you will be totally well and free from every disease. But God does. So why do people turn to man, to doctors, when God's the one that says, if you follow my laws, my commandments, my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease? When I read that in the Bible, I said, wow, that's 100% guarantee. So I better learn what that means. And that's what I set out to do. And then I was able to support all of those things from the medical literature, from scientific studies. No research has to be done on Parkinson's. No research has to be done on Lou Gehrig's disease. No research has to be done on cancer. We know how to be well from all these diseases, and the information is all there in my materials. I've done it myself. I've proved that it works. People say, well, everybody's different, so it only works for some people. No, everybody's the same on the inside. Everybody's the same on the inside.
How can people get it? One more time. How do people get in touch
with you? Go to my website at www.drday.com. That's drday.com. It's all there, and there's plenty of information for you to read, even without buying anything.
And if they don't have a computer, is there a number that they can call?
Yes, 1-800-574-2437. That's 1-800-574-2437. If you just want a brochure, just ask for a brochure at that phone number.
Okay, fine. This is Dr. Lorraine Day, and I'm proud to call her a friend. We've known her for many years, and to listen to what she has to say, it's vitally important.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed the program this evening with Dr. Lorraine Day. I will tell you, she's a fine researcher, and we've read her material. It is excellent. And basically, of course, we do have Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. But for cancer, it's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And he simply points out that most people certainly would, if you're going to take traditional therapy, while your hair is going to fall out, you're going to have illness, all sorts of problems. But if you certainly take the various nutritional supplements along with it, why, you'll be ever so much better. But you can tell as you read the book that he really thinks that most people would be better off simply using the alternative approach to cancer. And basically, of course, it's very difficult to believe that most of what we read and what we hear concerning cancer isn't true. And, of course, certainly Dr. Day, Dr. Blaylock, many people we talk to believe, of course, the profit margin motivates the drug industry, and there certainly is a factor. Now, we're talking about a quarter of a trillion dollar a year business. But you must understand there's also a population control agenda. There really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, if you doubt that. We have a 4-tape set or a 4-CD set on population control. You need to get our material on population control. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Certainly you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, and look up the population control agenda. Or if you buy anything from us, just ask us to send you a copy of it. It's brief to the point, but there really are people out there who want to kill off a large part of the world's population. World War I was totally engineered. They killed 21 million people, wounded another 40 million people. World War II, they killed 60 million people and wounded twice that many. We're coming to another great war. It's not a matter of if, but when. They know exactly what they're doing, but you need to understand there really is a population control agenda. But they don't simply use war. They use many other methods. And if you want to get something, you can get it at our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. I certainly population control agenda, or just go to the internet and type in population control agenda, Dr. Stan Monteith, or population control agenda. Read it. I did it many years ago, but it still is sound and fundamental in what it says. Vitally important that you understand the degree of evil that we're up against. And so our plea to you is certainly get the material and find out what you really need to live and live a more healthy life. And I think the material that Dr. Day has amassed certainly is amazing. She's an amazing woman. And certainly she's married to one of my best friends, Congressman Dana Meyer, who was certainly 14, 16 years in the House of Representatives, and certainly one of the outstanding congressmen there. And I enjoy having Lorraine on. I want you to hear her message because you need to understand what she is talking about. This is not imaginary. This is really very real. There is an organized effort to block the implementation of the medical procedures and the medical facilities that will keep you and your family healthy. So again, if you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, if you'd like to get a copy of the program we did with Lorraine tonight, give us a call at 1-800 844-8927. If you'd like to get our 4-CD set on population control, I recommend it strongly, and understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you're not involved in the battle, if you're not helping, why, you're part of the problem. You need to understand what's going on. We're really up against organized evil. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.